Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
It's time for the segment, Your New Business Journey. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners or they want to start their own business. So we always try to ask questions about entrepreneurship that our audience wants answers to. And so today the question is going to be, what is it that no one warns you about when you start your entrepreneurial journey? So I'm going to go to Terry first. Terry, what did nobody warn you about?
Well, I guess there's a bunch of things, but probably the one that comes to mind most is there's going to be really good times, but there's also going to be some rough times. And there's going to be some times when you're wondering, oh, they're offering this much money if I get a real job? Okay. And you got to look at, okay, what is it you want to do? Which means you keep going, press on regardless, and say, all right, let me clean up what I did wrong. And all the stuff, I'll use that word, stuff that we did that we shouldn't have been doing. And how are we going to turn that around and make it happen? There are some that say, yeah, it's not my cup of tea. Okay, that's fine. But I think be ready for that. The more you can, I like what the United States Marines say, improvise, adapt, and overcome. And if you keep that in mind, whatever happens, I think you're going to do a lot better.
Yeah, I think that that's a really good point about entrepreneurism. It may not be for everyone, right? But you never know until you try. And no matter which way it goes, you learn something that you can either take back to a job, or maybe you learn that the entrepreneurial life is really for you. Gina, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll just add on to that the simple answer is it's hard, and it's hard to go from being the person who does the service or creates the product to the person who builds the company. And you have to make a decision early on which you're going to do, which you're going to be. And generally, at least up until 2025, where we are now, if you were going to grow more of a company, often you needed to have more people on the team, virtually or in person. Nowadays, with the evolution of AI, AI agents, AI bots, it's going to be, they say that someone's going to build a $1 billion company with only themselves as the only employee. I think that's amazing and exciting. And it's really changed the game in terms of building a company, which I love employing people. I love bringing team members on. And yet there's often headaches and vacations and family members that get married or die or whatever. And their illness, there's so many things that you have to think about if you're building a bigger team.
Right. And that is a challenge. And I think you make a great point that a lot of people don't really appreciate the transition from being a worker person to being a business owner, where you have to really take into all sorts of different considerations. Nick, what is it that you were not warned about for your entrepreneurial journey?
Well, for me, it was about figuring out how to scale quickly. Right. So build for the company you want, not for the one you have. And that was a difficult lesson to learn. If you build your company to work with the processes, the technology, whatever it is, based on what you have today, then you're never going to be able to grow and scale. Right. You have to build with the future in mind. And if it doesn't work for 12 months in the future, then it doesn't work. And it's never too early to do that. So if you don't build it in from day one, then you're never going to get to where you want to be. That was a big lesson for me.
Yeah, Stephen Covey talked about building with the end in mind, right? And so if you know where you're going, that's a different blueprint than just looking at where you are right now and trying to survive. So I think that's a great point. Matthew, what are your thoughts?
I kind of think the same thing as Terry a little bit, where you're going to have ups and downs in your process along the way of creating your company or product, whatever you're working on. And for me, it kind of really hit hard when, as a solo founder, that you're the only one that can really get yourself out of that trench that you're in if you get there. So it's not like you can work and wait on your boss or your company can improve its product or whatever. It's like you're the only one that can really make things happen. So unless you actually take the action or learn how to do something or whatever, you're going to fail. So it kind of really leans on your shoulders to take the initiative and drive to make things happen.
That's great. Sean Black.
I think the important thing is to, you know, just keep your head, try to learn as much as you can, try to push through it. You know, it's not the end of the world. Usually there's a simpler solution that you might be thinking. So I would say, you know, you will find some challenges, but you just got to push through and really persevere, I think is a good word for it.
Great. Elizabeth?
This is something I've encountered with the law firm and other people. I will say that there are a lot of people out there that pretend they know how to do something. And they don't actually. So you hire them and they just don't get it. And that is frustrating. But in that case, I think what you have to be prepared to do is to be prepared to say, okay, this isn't working out. I'm going and finding somebody else.
My comment was something similar. And that is that there's no magic bullet to hiring. Somebody can look great on paper and you get them in the door and it just doesn't work. I've hired other people and kind of wondered, well, why didn't I pick this person? And they turn out to be great. And so hiring is a black art and it's not always predictable. But I think if we follow Elizabeth's advice, and that is hire slowly and release quickly, right? If it's not working out, just get out of the situation as fast as you can and look for another option. So this has been a great session. I really enjoyed listening to all of the advice. And I guess the moral of the story is expect the unexpected when you're in the business world.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.